My friend, from April 29 to the 1st of May, I am running my free 3-day six-figure solopreneur challenge. Now, if you are a coach, consultant, or service provider, I'm going to teach you how to scale your business without burning out, without spending a cent on ads, without sleazy sales tactics, and without needing a huge audience. I will teach you how to upgrade your mindset to be able to call in this type of business and abundance. I'm going to teach you how to simplify to amplify your business, how to craft an irresistible offer that your dream clients are bursting to work with you, how to unlock a flood of organic leads, and how to master the art of the no-pressure sales calls that still convert like crazy, plus so much more. If you want the business of your dreams, making the income and impact of your dreams, register for free at shelaunch.com. I can't wait to see you there. In episode 556, I'm talking about motivation, and I'm going to give you 8 simple but powerful techniques to reignite your motivation for whenever you feel like you are in a slump. You are going to want to grab your pen and paper for this one. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl, Open Wide, Comparisonitis, and Time Magic. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? Hey, beautiful, and welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to chat to you about motivation. This is something that I get asked a lot about. I get so many DMs saying, how do you stay consistently so motivated? What do you do if you do have a slump in motivation? And so I want to share with you today 8 simple but powerful techniques to reignite your motivation. So grab a pen and paper. You're going to want to write these down. Number 1, recognize that it is natural. First off, just cut yourself some slack. Like, motivation isn't a constant thing. It's more like a tide coming and going, rising and falling. Accepting that you are not a robot and that it's natural to have flat days can be totally liberating. And sometimes the simple act of recognizing this can be the first step in getting yourself back on track. So for all those people that do message me saying, how do you always stay so motivated? I don't always feel super motivated. Like, I'm a female. Some days I feel a little bit flat if I'm at certain points in my period, you know, things like that. But I know how to turn it around very, very quickly with these 8 simple but powerful techniques I'm sharing with you right now. So that is the first one. Recognize that it is natural. Number 2. Start small. Trying to tackle a massive task when you are feeling flat, it's like pushing a truck uphill. Not only does it feel totally overwhelming, but it can further dent your confidence and spike your stress levels when you can't seem to make any progress, or you feel like you're not making any progress. So here's a tip. Pivot your focus to a more manageable task. Select something that you can tackle without too much strain. So if you're feeling flat, if you are on your first day of your period, do something that is not going to cause too much strain, something simpler, something lighter. Now, when you successfully complete that task, not only does that provide a boost in your confidence, it also sends a signal to your brain that you are making progress, and your brain loves to make progress. It loves feeling like you are moving forward. If you are stagnant or you feel like you're going backwards, that is when you can spiral into darker, maybe even depressing thoughts. So this simple act can be the nudge that your inner drive needs, turning that initial small success into fuel for the bigger challenges ahead. And before you know it, you're back in the game, ready to take on more and bigger things. So start small, okay? Number 3, reconnect with your why. If you are ever feeling a dip in your motivation, read your why statement. I talk about this so much inside She Launch. Knowing your why, that is your North Star. That allows you to stay on your path, to reignite your motivation. It is the driving force behind why you do everything you do. So it doesn't matter what area you are experiencing a dip, whether it's your health, parenting, business, relationships, any area of life, reconnecting with the why behind what you are doing is so powerful. It is one of the most powerful acts ever. For me, it doesn't happen very often, but when I am feeling flat in my business, I remember the reason why I do what I do. It is to serve others. It is to help women make the income and the impact that they desire. It's to provide my family with everything that I want for them, and it is to share my unique gifts with the world and to free 1,000 women and girls from child sex slavery. This is why I do what I do, right? So visualize your why. Visualizing these things for me and really feeling them in my body never fails to set my spirits alight and get me back on that motivation path, right? And just a little reminder that your why might be completely different from mine, and that is totally fine. Maybe you want to be the kind of parent that you never had, or to create financial freedom for you and your family and your clients, or perhaps you're passionate about a particular cause. Whatever it is, simply reminding yourself of that deeper purpose can reignite your passion and your motivation. All right, number four, mix it up. Doing the same thing every day can become totally monotonous and can be a huge reason behind dips in motivation. To counteract this, try switching up your routine, your environment, or even the order that you do things. A fresh perspective or approach can be a simple, accessible way to spark your energy and motivation. So simply working in a different room or going to a cafe or going to a friend's house, little things like that can really ignite your motivation. I know for me, if I am just doing the same thing day in and day out, I start to feel really flat. And it's not until I get out of my environment, mix things up, that I literally reignite that fire within me. So mix up the rooms you work in, whatever it is, your routine, it doesn't actually matter. Just mix things up and you will instantly feel that spike of motivation and inspiration come flooding back in. Okay, number five. No more 0 days. The idea of no more 0 days comes from a Reddit user named Ryan, who posted a now famous comment on a social media platform back in 2013. So he wrote, "What's a 0 day? A 0 day is when you don't do a single thing towards your dream or your goal or whatever it is that you're working on." And then he wrote, "No more 0 days." Okay. So this simple but life-changing concept of no more 0 days means that you never let a day go by where you do nothing towards your goals. Instead, you commit to always doing something, even if it's at 11:58 p.m. and you've done nothing all day, you can still do one squat or send one email or write one line of that novel that you are aching to write. There is always one thing that you can do every day. Even on those days when you're feeling flat or feeling tired or whatever it is, you can still do one thing. It can be little, it can be big, but you can still do one thing. Now, this technique reinforces the idea that even tiny actions can lead to big results. And it's especially powerful when you are deep in what I call struggle city. And if you are in struggle city right now, I just want you to know that I see you and I feel you and I am sending you so much love. And I want to remind you that you can do one little itty bitty thing today that is going to move you toward your dream. So string together a bunch of these non-zero days and all of a sudden, before you know it, you won't just be building positive habits, but you're also reclaiming your momentum. Yeah, which is what we want. We feel good when we are moving forward and we have that momentum. We feel good. Like I said before, it's when we're stagnant or we feel like we're going backwards that we start to spiral and negative thoughts come up and we may even feel depressed and flat and down. We don't want that, right? We want to feel inspired and motivated. So let's commit to no more 0 days, okay? Number 6, get enough rest. If you are always on the clock and feel like you should always be working towards your goals, it's no wonder that your motivation might be bottoming out. It may sound counterintuitive, but in order to go all in on your goals, you need space in your life to actually forget about your goals. Otherwise, you'll send yourself straight to burnout city. So be sure to allocate time for breaks and relaxation. Designate hours where you are on and stick to them. Then the rest of the time, let yourself recover and recharge guilt-free. Since becoming a mom, this has never been more important for me because when I'm on, I'm on. When I'm with my daughter, I'm with my daughter, right? But it is very important. Like I'm doing two jobs here, right? I'm mumming and I'm working, right? And a lot of the clients that we work with in She Launch are mums as well. And we want to do both. We want to work and we want to be the best parents that we can be. And so in order for us to do that, we actually have to allocate time for us to rest. We commit to going to bed early. This is part of the She Launch way. We commit to going to bed early. We commit to having time away from our computer and our phone. And for me, on the weekend, that is my time for my family. That is my time for rest. And I know that if I keep going on the weekends, if I keep working on the weekends, I end up feeling really burnt out. And that is not how I want to feel. And then I end up feeling a bit resentful that I haven't had time to rest. So I know on the weekends, like I wake up a lot earlier than my daughter. I could work in the morning for a couple of hours. I could work when she sleeps in the day. And then I could work when she goes to bed at night. But I don't do that. I mean, I may sometimes check in like if things are urgent, but I generally make sure that I take that time to recalibrate, to rest, to lay down, to go to the beach, to spend time with my family and my friends. So this is your permission slip to get enough rest and relaxation and do what brings you joy every single day. Do one thing that brings you joy and go to bed early because you will feel so much more motivated when you are rested and you are happy and healthy and thriving. Yeah? Which brings me to the next one, number 7, practice exceptional self-care. When you have lost your motivation mojo, it can be really easy to let essential self-care habits slide. However, it's precisely during these times that those self-care rituals and routines are the most crucial. So to flip the switch on this pattern, recommit to your wellness routines, even the seemingly small stuff. Whether it's ensuring that you stay hydrated or taking a short walk outside, these acts can make a world of difference in rejuvenating your spirit and getting your drive back, okay? So for me, self-care rituals are planted throughout my day to make sure that I have this beautiful balance of work and then also filling myself up. It is so important to take care of yourself. It's such a fundamental part of She Launch because I read this statistic the other day that said 80% of success is mindset, 20% is strategy, right? So we need to make sure that our mental health, that our mindset is thriving, that we are happy and healthy. Because when we are happy and healthy and we are thriving, we are going to show up to our work, to our children as the best version of ourselves, not this shitty half-assed version of us. So take care of yourself. This is your permission. Let go of the putting yourself at the bottom of your to-do list of people-pleasing. No, my friend, take care of you. Get the massage. Get the mani and the pedi and the organic facial or go to the beach or go to bed early or do whatever lights you up. Take care of you. I know exactly what makes me feel good. So it's my responsibility to do those things. So this is your opportunity now to make a list of 10 things that make you feel really good, going to bed early, eating healthy, whatever it is, moving your body, dancing. Write that list and then do at least one of those things from that list every single day. Yeah. And I want you to come and let me know how you go with this. Start today, actually, and do it for 3 weeks and then come and let me know on Instagram how you go. I would love to hear. And then the eighth and final way to reignite your motivation is to start fresh. So when your motivation takes a dip, this is when self-sabotage can sneakily slip in to fill that void. Now, we are particularly vulnerable to this when we are caught in that all or nothing mindset. Like, say, for example, you've had a rough morning or you didn't have a good sleep or you wake up and there's an urgent work thing. I don't know. Something's happened with your kids. I don't know. And then you tell yourself the whole day is ruined and that you don't have any time to do your morning routine and you may as well not even bother doing anything. And you get caught in that spiral. So if that happens to you, and often this will happen to Nick. So for example, he will get up because we work with a lot of people in the US. A lot of our clients in SheLaunch are in the US. A lot of our team is in the US. So he will quickly scan Slack and see if there's anything important. He'll scan emails. If he sees something that is urgent and then he dives into that, and then before he knows it, it's 7 o'clock, Bambi's up and he's missed his opportunity to work, meditate, have a sauna. He's like, oh, the whole day's ruined. And I'm like, babe, just get back on the horse now. Take a moment, close your eyes. This is what I say to him. I say, take a moment, close your eyes, place your hands over your heart and just breathe deeply. This is your opportunity to start fresh. You can start fresh now. You can do whatever it is now. Go for that little walk or whatever it is. Ground yourself in that moment. So if you're in that moment, you can ground yourself in the present moment and just shower yourself with love and compassion and don't beat yourself up. And then consciously choose to start fresh and start now in this next breath. And so it doesn't matter like if you've just picked a fight with your partner or if you spent the entire morning procrastinating. Remember that every new moment is an opportunity to reset, okay? The past is in the past. The morning is in the morning. The next step that you take is entirely in your hands. And you may not be able to, in that moment, go and have a sauna or go work out or go meditate, but look at your calendar and go, okay, well, I've got time there and I've got time there and I've got time there. And that's when I can go for my walk. That's when I can do maybe not my half an hour meditation, but maybe I can do 10 minutes. Anything is better than nothing for your mental health, as well as your physical health, but for your mental health, anything is better than nothing. Even if you just do one thing, just one thing, it is better than nothing because that nothing, you then beat yourself up. That's when the inner critic comes in. So do something, just even if it is little, it doesn't even matter. Seize the moment, take a deep breath and choose to start fresh in that moment. The power to redefine your day always lies within you, okay? So there you have it, my friends. 8 simple but powerful techniques to reignite your motivation when you are experiencing an ebb. By embracing these techniques, you won't just be able to maintain your motivation during the up times, you'll be able to continue growing and thriving during the dips too. So take a deep breath, pick a strategy to start with, and remember, you are capable of anything that you set your mind to. You have totally got this, beautiful. And just remember that you can choose again. You can start fresh in the next breath. So I truly hope you loved this episode and got so much out of it. And if you did, please subscribe to the show and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts because that means that we can inspire and educate even more people together. And it also means that all of my episodes will just pop up in your feed so that you never have to go searching for a new episode. Now, come and tell me on Instagram at Melissa Ambrosini what you got from this episode. Which is your favorite of the 8 points? I would love to hear from you. And before I go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here, for wanting to be the best, the healthiest, and the happiest version of yourself, and for showing up today for you. You rock. Now, if there's someone in your life that you can think of that would really benefit from this episode, please share it with them right now. You can take a screenshot, share it on your social media, email it to them, text it to them. Do whatever you've got to do to get this in their ears. And until next time, don't forget that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Don't forget to head to shelaunch.com to register for my free 3-day six-figure solopreneur challenge from April 29 to May 1st. I am so excited to see you there.